السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وعن عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان أول ذي الحجة الحرام، فأكثروا فيهن التسبيح والتهليل والتحميد والتكبير، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد، بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عطوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد. بسيد الشريف، اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. All praise is due to Allah تبارک و تعالی, our creator, our sustainer, master of the worlds. May درود and salam, peace and salutations descend upon نبی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, it is only by the grace and mercy of Allah that Allah Pak has made us Muslims. May Allah protect our iman, keep us with iman, die with iman, and rise on the day of Qiyamah with those who have iman. Last Jumu'ah, so many Muslim brothers and sisters throughout the world were alive. This Jumu'ah, they beneath the ground. Allah Ta'ala fill the qabr with noor. Allah Ta'ala grant sabr jameel to their family members. For those who are sick, Allah give them shifa. Who knows whether we're going to see another Jumu'ah or the end of this Jumu'ah. May Allah make this Jumu'ah of ours full of barakah and blessing for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I would like to divide today's Jumu'ah talk into three parts. The first being something about the relevant Hajj, the spirit of Hajj, then Qurbani, and something for the youth about the holidays, inshaAllah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was commanded in the 9th year of the Hijrah. Remember, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam did not have the means initially when he came to Madinatul Munawwara. So Hajj was not farz. Hajj became farz only in the 9th year after Hijrah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the means and Sahaba was spiritually prepared for this Mubarak occasion of Hajj. That is why one and only Hajj Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed, and this is called Hajjatul Wada, the farewell pilgrimage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to take you snippets of the Hajj is such that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love and azmat of Makkah and Madina Munawwara. Allah Pak take us regularly for Umrah and Hajj and protect the Haramain Sharifain and Masjid al-Aqsa from the evil forces. Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam prepared the Sahaba. The command of Allah came, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Who has the means of traveling, who has the means of going in on this Mubarak journey. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared the jama'at of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum and left Madinatul Munawwara through the end of Dhul Hijjah. And as he came into Makkatul Mukarramah, he made his Umrah. And he came out of his Umrah. He prepared the Sahaba. And tomorrow being the 8th, inshallah, we will find the Hujjaj adorning this Ihram, which is a special state in which on a certain day only, certain days Hajj is performed. The month should be Zilhijjah. The days are only 5 days of Hajj, the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th of Zilhijjah. No other day in the year in the Islamic calendar can Hajj be performed. Umrah all the time. So we take note that Rasulullah ﷺ only performed one Hajj and 4 Umrahs. May Allah Ta'ala accept and take us. And if He's given us the means, that if we have made our first Hajj, then inshallah, send somebody who hasn't performed the Hajj, you will get the same sawab inshallah. There are many ayats, many virtues. But man hajja lillah, falam yarfus, walam yafsuq, raja'aka yawmin waladatku ummuh. One of the virtues to keep in mind of Hajj is that when a person goes for this Mubarak pilgrimage, He goes to Makkatul Mukarramah, becomes the mehman of Allah, the visitor and the guest of Allah. Then what happens? He is free from sin. He guards himself. He lowers his gazes. He protects his chastity while he is in Hajj. And he is the servant of Allah, the deputation chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to represent the entire ummah. Then what happens? He returns free, like free from sin, like the day his mother gave birth to him. May Allah make it such that all the hujjaj, Allah accept the hajj inshallah. And take us to the Haramain Sharifain. So the eighth, remember, is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to a place just a few kilometers out of Makkah, which is called Mina. What did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do there? Zuhr Salah, Asr, Maghrib, Isha in the morning of the ninth Fajr. Rest, inviting all the Sahaba, all the different Jamaats of Sahaba coming from different parts of Arabia at that time. And also Syria and all those neighboring countries. Now their neighboring countries, they all were one. May Allah unite our hearts as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, delivered a sermon there. And he said, Oh Allah, make it such that this historical jamaat that is being prepared, this group of sahaba, make it such that they become leaders and they pass the message. That is why he prepared them. And on the ninth morning, inshallah, which will be the Sunday, will be the ninth morning also here, it is recommended that in the month of Zilhijjah, the first 9 days, whoever keeps a fast of 1 day gets the sawab of 1 year's fast. Subhanallah. And he performs ibadah in the night, he gets the sawab as if he stood up in the night of Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah. So value the time, brothers. And then the fast of Arafah. Although Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not keep fast on Arafah, but he mentioned about Siyamu Arafah, Sawmu Arafah. He says, Ahtasibu ala Allah, that I hope in the mercy of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the previous sins of the year and the future sins of the next year. One fast of Arafah. So we make niyat inshallah, optional fast. Keep it, who doesn't keep it, no problem. But if you got the strength and stamina to get the sawab of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, then inshallah keep the fast of Arafah. What is Arafah itself? It is a plain on which Mehdanul Mahshar will take place. The ninth of Zilhijjah is the greatest day. One may say the day is my birthday, is my great day. The day I got married is a great day. The day my graduation took place was the great day for me. No, the greatest day in a Haji's life is one when one presents himself in the court of Allah, where Allah's mercy knows no bounds, where Allah's rahmat knows no bounds, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself descends and listens to the du'as of those making du'a. So we should request our hujjaj that are gone there, phone them, ask them to make du'a for the entire ummah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his khutbah, he delivered many things. But he said, Allahumma ghfir lil hajj wa la man istaghfara lahu al hajj. Oh Allah, forgive the haji and forgive the person on whom the haji intercedes or make dua. So this is our message. And besides, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat on his quswa, the camel. The wahi that came down was this verse that I cited today. Al yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. O my Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I have perfected for you your deen. Al yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and I have completed upon you my favor, my ni'mah, my bounties upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and have chosen Islam as your way of life, your deen, your religion. What was the message? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qaswa, the camel actually sat down with the weight of this wahi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi began to tear. He got off the camel. There was a hidden message behind this. And then, when he proceeded with the sahaba to the Jabal al-Rahma, where all the hujjaj assemble for Arafah in the state of Ihram. And our Shaykh has said it beautifully. Hey Salatine Alam bi Ihram me banke hazir huye hai gada Ihram. That we are now in the state of Ihram. Everything else is haram for us. We are in the court of Allah. Just think that one day the kafan will be put for us, brothers. Somebody will put the kafan, the 2 pieces that they wear in Ihram for the males. 3 pieces will be put for you. Only 3 white pieces will be put to you. No kurta, no suit, no nothing. No uniform, no nothing.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this hajj should resemble that a person is now in the path of Allah about to leave. That is why people desired when they came to Arafah, they never returned. Accepted ones are, a sahabi passed away right there and there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bury him as he is in the state of ihram. He will wake up a haji on the day of qiyamah. Subhanallah, fortunate are those that come from different parts of the world, in disheveled hairs, in different conditions, from all parts of the world, and Allah takes them in Makkah and Medina. Jism ho kahi apna, dil to hai Medine mein. This should be our desire. Eh, mere Malik, ye akhtar ki hai dua. The Hazrat says that he makes a dua. Ho muqaddar mihal sar deed-e haram. So we should make this dua on our own. Take our name. Oh Allah, give us a chance to visit your Haramain Sharifain. And we make dua. Another virtue given in the hadith. We have not gone for hajj. But I want to give you a virtue of hajj sitting in your masjid. Go home, look at your parents with muhabba, with love and affection. You get the sawab of one hajj, subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the sahaba that did not go for hajj. Weak sahaba, feeble sahaba who could not go. He said, look at your parents with muhabba. You'll get the sawab of one hajj. And my ustad rahmatullah alayhi used to say that look at your ustaz with love. Then what will happen? The noor of that ilm will be transferred from heart to heart. You look at your sheikh with love. The noor that is in the heart of the sheikh, inshallah, will be transferred in your heart. What was the message of Arafah? This is what I would like to convey with you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up. What did he say? تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ أَمْرَيْنِ لَن تَذِلُّ مَا تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I leave behind two things. If you hold fast, you will never go astray. One is the kalam of Allah. One end of the rope is with Allah. The other end of the rope is with you. Oh my respected brothers, how much of Quran we have recited. Understood? Are we ambassadors of Quran? Not only in the month of Quran, in Ramadan we recite Quran. After Ramadan, what happened to it? So understand this. And the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Am I inviting towards the sunnat? Oh, discarding the sunnat in my own life. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Not only that, when this ayat was revealed, after the long message that he gave, which is known as the farewell pilgrimage, the message of that, the khutbah that he delivered, Allah hal ballaghta, he asked 124,000 sahaba that were gathered there, may Allah accept the hajj of all those that have made hajj previously. But that hajj was something else. Today 3 million hujjaj gather. May Allah make it easy for them. May Allah accept it from them. And may a whole revolution come. If 3 million Muslims can change at one time, then what will happen to the condition of the entire universe? Brothers in Islam, a revolution can come within seconds, not by guns and weapons, but by dua, but by humbling in themselves. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sahabi say? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged the fasting in these days. What did he say? Akfaksiru fihinna tasbih. Make tasbih. Tahleel. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Takbir. Let's say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And from the 9th, inshallah, Ayyamut Tashriq will start. 23 salah for 5 days from the 9th till the 13th is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. The spirit should be felt. This was the dua that Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when he was slaughtering his son Ismail alayhi salatu salam, this was the dua that was made. What did he say? Allah al ballaghta, did I convey the message? The sahaba, what did they reply? All in one voice. Qad ballaghta ar-risala wa addayta al-amana wa nasahta al-umma wa kashafta al-ghumma wa jahada fi sabilillahi haqqa jihadi. This is the message of Arafah. Don't go just for Hajj and Umrah and come back. No change in your life. A new kurta may be there. Beard may be there for us for a little while. One zamzam and a little bit of dates. That's my Hajj. That's my Umrah. What is the message of Arafah? This is what should be imbibed and internalized in the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And not only the sahaba said that you conveyed the message. You gave us the true deen of Islam. You showed us the way. You made jihad in the path of Allah. And you brought 124,000 sahaba to the plains of Arafah. They changed the map of the world, brothers. Just imagine this responsibility is given to us. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a qasam. On the oath and the name of Allah, he said, Allahumma shhad, Allahumma shhad, Allahumma shhad. Oh Allah, you bear witness. Oh Allah, you bear testimony that I have conveyed this message. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ مِنْكُمُ الشَّاهِدُ وَالْغَائِبُ. O those who are present on the plains of Arafah, convey this message of Tawheed and Risalat to the entire corners of the world. This is you and I's responsibility, our responsibility as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers in Islam, are we fulfilling our responsibility as Ummah Muhammadiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah reward us and accept us for the service of the deen. Get this message to ourselves, our families, our neighbors, and those that are non-Muslims, the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba after Arafat did not sit. Only 10,000-12,000 Sahaba's graves are in Makkah and Medina. The balance 100,000 went throughout the world. May Allah accept their efforts and reward them, give them jazai khair. That's how they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu'an. If you want to wake up with a sahabi, you want to wake up with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah, do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Har kaam kaam nahi, nabi ka kaam kaam hai. What was the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Inviting towards good and amal salihah and forbidding what is evil. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent the day crying for the entire ummah. He cried the whole day. Oh Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allahumma kfir lil hajj wa laman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Sahaba cried. Everybody cried. Then after sunset, no maghrib salah there, he proceeded to Muzdalifah. You spend the night in the open canopy of the sky. There's no beds there. It is now that they have provided facilities. They made it such that on the plain ground, what was the pillow of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? An ordinary brick, brothers. Why did he do this? He asked for everything, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua of injustice was not accepted. But on the night of Muzdalifah, it is said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dua of injustice was accepted. Oh Allah, those who cause injustice and harm to my people, forgive them also. How much of kindness and shafqat for the entire ummah. He wanted to free each and every, not only Muslim, human being till the day of Qiyamah from the fire of Jahannam. That is the plain message of Hajj. And then, on the 10th morning, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to Mina. He pelts the shaitan, resembling what? The sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And this was the spirit that we should build up now, in the days preceding to Hajj. That imagine the command of Allah came. The story is too long, but to cut it short, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, after so many years making dua, Rabbi habli, give me a child. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, and make him a pious child. At the age of 7, he orders him that I have seen a dream that I am slaughtering you. What does a young child say when tarbiyat is made of our children? Ya abatif alma tu'mar. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Oh Allah, do as you have been commanded. A young boy who is 7 years old, that is why it comes in the hadith, teach your child salah at the age of 7. When he does not perform salah at the age of 10, then beat that child. Brothers, make tarbiyah. And the message of the holiday is that guide our youth, send them out in the path of Allah, give them Islamic books to read, give them some work to do, give them some aid to do. Khairun nas, man yanfa'un nas, the best of one is benefiting others. Complete one Quran khatam, tell them to keep fast, do of some service, social khidmat, do something, clean the house, clean the garden, wash the car, they will get sawab. They're getting bored. They don't know what to do. Don't only bluff them with games. Make them do some errands. Allah will reward you and they will become an asset to you, inshallah. Brothers in Islam, after that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides pelting, he performed the dam-e shukr, which is we call qurbani. Qurbani is wajib on those who have the nisab amount. So those who go for hajj, they do dam-e shukr. That is a form of qurbani. It's called hadi. But this qurbani that we are performing, Eid al-Adha, that is wajib upon those who have the nisab, which is about 2,500 rand. The nisab amount you have, qurbani is wajib on you. Please understand this. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed his hair, mubarak hair, and he gave his zulfa mubarak to the various sahaba up till today throughout the world. It is said the barakat of that zulfa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the barakat is spreading. Imagine that is only the hair. One who emulates the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will stand with him on the day of Qiyamah, will enter Jannat with him, inshallah. Understand this. Then he performed tawafu ziyara, which is farz, going around the Kaaba, which Anbiya went, Sahaba went, Safa, Marwa. Then he came back to Mina, the 11th and the 12th. This is the Hajj. Coming back to now, after the Hajj, what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? He remained with the Sahaba, made dua and told him, go throughout the world. And he came back to Madinah Munawwara. It was in Rabiul Awal, then he passed away. So now the message is what? that we have to continue the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Coming back to a few fazail of qurbani, that on every strand of hair, on that animal, whether sheep or goat or cow, whatever it is, or camel, it is said that you will be rewarded. On the day of Qiyamah, this animal will come and intercede on our behalf. Stand there, brothers. Feel the spirit. One is outer qurbani, which is a form of an animal. Allah Ta'ala says it, لَيَّنَانَ اللَّهَ لُهُمُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِيَّنَانُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. The outer one is the animal that we see, we have purchased. And don't say it's only 1,000 rand or 2,000 rand. Whatever it is, we should feel that spirit. But the inner qurbani is giving your life for the sake of Allah, giving your time for the sake of Allah, giving wealth for the sake of Allah, and you're ready to give everything for the sake of Allah, which Sahaba sacrificed. That was qurbani. Brothers in Islam, not only that, the inner qurbani is obtaining taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ through every ibadat, through hajj, through fasting, through salah, through qurbani. Qurbani is only once a year, but feel that spirit, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejuvenate our iman, grant us that taqwa, and make us amongst those that are ready to sacrifice for the sake of Allah. This is the spirit of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And make dua for our children, that Allah make them pious. He made a dua. On this side, through Hajra, he got Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Zabihullah, who became a Nabi at the age of 7. And Allah made Makkah Mukarrama Abad. The water of Zamzam came about. Safa Marwa came about. And the beautiful Haram Sharif came, where one salah performed his 100,000 sawab. Subhanallah. On the other side, he had a second wife, which was Sarah alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his other dua, and Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam came, and the progeny from there was Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, subhanallah. From this side, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam came. From this side, Bani Israel came. Both became abad, one around Makkatul Mukarrama, one around Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine. That is why it is dear to us. The Maskanul Sahaba, Maskanul Anbiya, that is the land of the prophets. And we make dua, Allah assist the Mujahideen there. Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa. In trying conditions of Eid al-Adha, we should make dua for them, that Allah make it easy for our brothers throughout the world where they're suffering pains and sorrows. Brothers in Islam, the last advice I would like to share, especially for our youth, we as fathers, it is now holiday time. Make the holidays into holy days. Don't let them vile, which I said that they must do some things. But it is our duty and incumbent, put them on a program. We should inculcate and become role models rather than road models just going around the streets. Especially our mothers, pass a message to them that they must guide and make tarbiyah of our children. In the whole story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was the king of Balkh. He gave up everything and he came to Makkatul Mukarrama. He writes, following, his name was also Ibrahim. What did he say? I follow the footstep of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He left behind in Balkh a child that was breastfeeding. And he went away in the path of Allah. Gave up everything. He became a durwesh, a saint, a sage, whatever you can call him, a wali of Allah. Stayed around the presence of Makkah. And one day a prince comes for Hajj. Doesn't realize who it is. And somebody tells him, Ibrahim, there is a prince for Hajj. He said, so what? Whether he's a prince or whether he's a pauper, everybody in the court of Allah is equal. But he claims he's looking for his father. He claims he's looking for his father. So Ibrahim ibn Adam says, I don't know who's his father. Why are you asking me? Ask Allah, the Rabb Kaaba. It is said when he met him at Rukne Yamani, or between Hajr Aswad and Rukne Yamani, where you read the Rabbana Atina fid dunya, and then you make your other istilam around the Kaaba. It is said he met his father. And he cried to Allah, is this my father? He said, yes, my father's name was Ibrahim ibn Adham. And he said that I resemble Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's story. I left a child behind. And Allah made Makkah abad through this child. Likewise, I hope that he has learned so much through this effort and sacrifice of ours. But he asked him, do you know Quran? What do you know about sunnats? First meeting between father and son after many, many years. Do you know Quran? Do you know Sunnah? What do you know? And show me about your akhlaq. He recited a few verses of the Quran. He narrated a few ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He made dua right in front of the Kaaba. Oh Allah, I have now kept a progeny that will be on millata Ibrahim anifa. And I am going to accept this dua. Kul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Oh Allah, my life, my monetary gain, my wealth, my ibadat, my sacrifice, my hajj, my qurbani, only for Allah. And it is there and there that Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he passed away right by Hajrul Aswad. What was showing of the spirit, brothers, that we make the tarbiyah of our children. And we make dua that Allah ta'ala make our children ambassadors of Islam. Guide them like the Sahaba were guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiallahu ta'ala, I want to end, says that I was a small child when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made me a Muslim. And my mother kept me in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, 10 years I served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He neither hit me, nor did he slap me, or say any bad words. What did I learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? All the secret sunnahs I learned from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we learn from this is put our youth in the company of some sheikh. Put our youth in the direction of an alim. Learn the masail and fazail from the alim. Give them guidance, and we as parents should concern ourselves that the day we die, our children will be ambassadors and assets for us, that they will read for us, they will send isale sawab for us, they will even do qurbani on our behalf, they will do hajj on our behalf. And one masla we want to say is that for all the marhumin, do one qurbani. For all the deceased members of your family, inshallah, Allah reward them and the sawab will go to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant shifa to all those who are sick, all those suffering pains. Allah remove the pains. Allah ta'ala make our students successful in all the exams of this world and the year after. Allah accept the hajj of the hujjaj and return them safely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and accept our qurbani. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.